Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend with Trina Mara and Louise Adams is on the line now. You work in Marks & Spencer's and the reason we're talking to you today is because you have had a very dramatic few years, Louise. What happened?
We could call it a little bit dramatic.
A little bit of drama.
December 2018, I had a massive heart. I was in work on the Monday, not a bother, coming up to Christmas. No symptoms whatsoever. And then I came home Monday night, just wasn't feeling well. Didn't realise what it was. And then the pain got worse and worse and worse. And we found an ambulance. And when they came, it was a massive heart attack I was having.
Oh my God, you were just 48 at the time.
I was 48 at the time, yeah.
So what was the symptom? What was the pain like? Describe what the pain was like to me.
First of all, when I started, it just felt like indigestion. I felt sick. So then I started to vomit and I was like, oh, what is this? Like, and then the pain in my chest got so bad. It was just unbelievable pain. It was like an elephant sitting on me. It was just so bad.
Right, you're being crushed almost. Because you hear about this, like, you know, I've heard before people describe it as if, you know, your bra is too tight or that kind of, but it's way worse than that.
That's minor. That's not even a smidgen on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just unbelievable pain. I still didn't think it was a heart attack. I actually was in that much pain. I didn't know what it was. Because my mom had a heart attack like about 4 years previous. But her heart attack was nothing like the heart attack that I had.
You were at home, were you, when it happened?
I was at home, yeah. I was home. My husband was here and my son, my daughter was out. We found an ambulance anyway and the ambulance came. They were amazing. A girl and a fella, they were just like... So they came in and they worked on me in the kitchen because it was so bad. But they couldn't get any veins, so they had to give me morphine up my nose to try and ease the pain. Oh, but gosh. Just wouldn't stop. Just
and did they tell you, Louise, what it was, what was happening?
They said to me, yeah, you're having a heart attack.
Oh, you must have been terrified, were you?
Not that I was terrified. I just wanted the pain to stop. So my mum and my sister came. So it was just, it was so traumatic. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
When I think back of it now, like, I'm like, did that really happen?
I know. Yeah. And being Christmas week, you probably thought to yourself at the start, like, it's such a busy time, and especially when you work in retail, I'm sure you're out the door and just running around and, you know, you could almost put that down to stress or, you know, at that time of year.
I was thinking, at the time, the day after when I was in intensive care in Beaumont, I was like, I have too much to be doing. I can't be here having, like, all this. This can't be happening. I'm doing the dinner for Christmas and, like, my mom's coming up and what about the kids? And, like, it's just, everything goes through your head.
That's the thing. When you're a mammy like that, you're worrying about the Christmas dinner. Imagine you're lying there in intensive care worrying about the Christmas dinner. You know, they say that it's heard of women say they don't have enough time every day to focus on their health.
No.
Would you have fallen into that category?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. 100%, yeah. Because you never think it's going to happen to you. You're a mammy and you're a woman and you're working on it. That's not going to happen to me. I'm too busy for all that.
And you're running the household and you're just getting on with things, aren't you?
Yeah.
So would you have gone out for walks or would you have been active or?
Not really active. I would have probably walked. Yeah, I would have walked. But you still never think, even though like it's hereditary in my family, it's not something that is at the back of your mind going, oh, I wonder if that's going to happen to me.
So did you know at the time that you were at risk of this happening because your mother had one?
Yeah. My grandmother died of a heart attack. My aunt died. And they were all only in their 50s, like, when this happened.
Yeah.
When it happened to them, like.
And Louise, are you a smoker?
I was at the time.
You were? You're not anymore?
Not anymore. No,
And they always say as well about the, you know, your BMI, your weight and that. Would you have weight on you?
I would have weight.
Yeah, same here.
But you just don't
think it's ever going to
happen.
You just don't think
about it because you're too busy organising everybody else and you're not thinking, oh, well, maybe I just need to stop and think of myself. No, and that's when the Heart Foundation partnered up with Marks & Spencer's. It was just a reality check, I think, in work for everybody because they were so informative with the information that they gave us and all.
They've teamed up for this year-long partnership, Marks & Spencer, the Irish Heart Foundation.
And it was just, they were so good. When I had my heart attack, everybody in work knew that I had a heart attack. They were so good at Marks & Spencer's with me. But now, because the Irish Heart Foundation have teamed up with us, it's kind of brought back to life for everybody. Like, you need to stop and look after yourself.
Mm-hmm. I think it's only when somebody, like in your own workplace like that, when it happens to you, go, oh, God.
Yeah, that, yeah.
So I'm assuming you had to take a lot of time off work, did you?
I was off for a year and a half, yeah, because there was other complications then. When I had the heart attack in the December, I had another one. I was back in hospital then on the Stevens' day. And
then
I got another two stents put in. And then the following year, the following May, it happened again and I got another two stents.
Weren't you blessed in a way, Louise, that you weren't driving or something like that at the time?
Oh my God, when the ambulance came, they said like it was touch and go at that time. If they hadn't got here when they did and got me to the matter, it would have been like a different situation.
Or if you'd been at home alone or something and you couldn't get your phone. Yeah. I mean, it happens to people all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible. When the girls from the Irish Hand Foundation took the partnership with Marks and Spencer, everyone was saying, oh God, Louise, I've had to go and have tested for, like, say, an ECG. And like, people don't know what an ECG is. They're kind of like, oh Jesus, what's that? And because I'm in work, I'd be able to say, well, Sonny, it's nothing to worry about. Yeah. Just go and get it done. Like,
and I'm sure a lot of your workmates are now looking after their health a lot better.
Yeah,
so you've given up the smokes. Anything else that you've done that you've been told that you had to change?
I'm walking and I try and control my diet as much as I can. But
yeah, it's hard. It's hard going, isn't it?
It's very hard, yeah. It's
so what branch of Marks and Spencers are you in?
I'm in the famous Mary Street branch.
Oh, fabulous. I'm in there all the time. And what department do you work in?
I work in the food hall.
Oh, fab. Yeah. You see all the gorgeous food there as well. You have to resist
it. That's the trouble.
You probably served me a number of times, Louise.
But you'll have to
have to identify myself.
You'll have to identify yourself,
And there's you sharing the name with the sister of Victoria Beckham, Louise Adams.
I know. And my sister is Gas. My sister-in-law is... her name is Victoria.
No way.
Victoria Adams.
Talking to the Beckhams and we didn't even realise it.
I know.
So listen, we're delighted to raise awareness of this. Marks and Spencer teaming up with the Irish Heart Foundation. I know a lot of money's been raised as well, but it's really about raising awareness, isn't it, more than anything?
Raising awareness, and that's what I felt when the guys said to me, like, Louise, will you get involved? I was like, no problem, because if I could help one person do something about your health, that'd be, you know,
give yourself time. Women need to give themselves a break, because this is really about women over the age of 40. We need to stop trying to do everything ourselves and get up and take that hour in the evening to go for a walk.
And take time for yourself. Because if we don't do it, definitely don't do it.
No, I have to say I'm guilty of it, but I have started now. My thing is, I used to have that excuse, I don't have the time to go for the walk and all that. And now I just incorporate it in the day in that I walk to work and I walk home from work. So it's done. Yeah. And you're getting from A to B.
If somebody else asks you to do something for an hour, you do it.
Mm, of course you would.
You know what I mean?
Sure, when you sit on the couch watching The Crown on Netflix or whatever.
I love The Crown. But the thing about it, if somebody said to you, oh, will you do that for me for an hour? I'd be the very first one to say, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
But then if I said to them, oh, I'm not doing that, that's too much time for yourself.
It gave you the fright, didn't it?
It gave me such a different outlook on life. Like, it's so important. You run around and you're thinking, worrying about things that are...
trivial.
Stupid to worry, trivial to worry about. You just have to, you know, mind yourself and your family and, you know, it's so important.
Well, Louise, it's been lovely chatting to you. The next time I'm in, will you be on the tills or stacking the shelves or where will you be the next time I'm in?
I'm a team manager, so I look after what's going on.
All right, so I'll know you. You'll be there with the clipboard, will you?
Come in and say hello to me when you come in, yeah?
I'm sure you're probably the loudest one in there, are you?
probably.
Lovely, Louise. Lovely chatting. Thanks so much for coming on.
No problem. Okay.
See you now. Bye. Thanks. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.